By doing something new in our fantasies, we are refreshing and we are healing all of our neural pathways. I have a suggestion for you to do something that very likely you haven't done recently, and that is to tell a good joke to your friends. What's the funniest joke you have ever heard in your life? I mean, every time you think about this joke, you laugh to yourself. If you are a member of Parkinson's Recovery, there are jokes that are posted every weekday. The point of those jokes is to help people laugh out loud. If you've been seeing those jokes, what joke tickled your funny bone so much that you thought about it all day long and laughed each time you thought about the joke? Find that joke for yourself today. Maybe you're a person who says to yourself, oh, I don't do jokes. I can't remember them. I'm sorry, but I don't do that. This is a great exercise for you. And again, it's a fantasy exercise, so doesn't matter how well or poorly you tell the joke. What matters is that you, in your imagination, work on telling the joke well, just like a professional comedian. So you may need to turn this particular one off for a minute until you can think of the funniest joke that you have ever heard in your life. And by the way, if you don't remember the details, well, work on remembering the details. Remember that in doing so, you are also renewing new neural networks. You ask yourself, oh, wait a minute, what was the punchline? Work on remembering the punchline if you can't remember. Okay, so get the joke in mind. Get the setup in mind. And be sure to embellish it. I mean, it's important to embellish it. And for this fantasy assignment, invite your friends to lunch. You can have as many as you would like, but at least one good friend needs to be present at this lunch at a restaurant that you love to go to. Remember, you can choose any restaurant anywhere in the world, and your friends can be transported there because this is your fantasy. So you don't have to be bound by restaurants that may be close by. You don't have to worry about the problems of traveling in your car or a bus because no need for buses and other kinds of vehicles to get you to where you need to go. You just simply go in your imagination. Go to the restaurant that you would most like to be present at this grand event and invite whatever friends you'd like to be present. Order your meal. And remember, there's one point here. You've gathered your friends together for reasons unknown to them. And that reason known to you is that you will tell them the funniest joke you have ever heard in your life. You've eaten your delicious meal. Everybody is having a good time and laughing in one way or another. And then you look at each of your friends and you say to your friends, I have the funniest joke I have ever heard in my life that I'm going to tell you now. Everybody stops and they think, oh, this is going to be cool. The funniest joke, not just a joke. This is the funniest joke you've heard in your entire life. There's silence around the table. Now, in front of all of your friends, in this fantasy, tell the joke, line by line, with all of the embellishments that make it funny to you. Tell it now. See the anticipation of those who are listening to your joke being told. Your friends are on the edge of their seats. They can't wait for the punchline. They can feel your excitement. each line of the joke delivered forcefully, clearly, loudly. And as you deliver the punchline of your joke, allow your body to laugh as hard as it has ever laughed in your life. Notice now, everybody else in the restaurant was hearing you tell the joke, and they stand up and applause, laughing as loudly as they have ever laughed, because that is the funniest joke they have ever heard in their life. Bow down. Take the congratulations and celebrate that you, although likely you are not a comic, have just given the best performance of your life. The funniest joke you have ever heard. May you continue to laugh each and every time you remember telling that joke at this grand celebration you have created in your fantasy world. And may you also know that in so doing, you have just renewed a new neural pathway that makes it possible the next time you tell a joke to tell it more forcefully and louder and with more conviction. And at the end of telling all of the jokes you will tell for the rest of your life, may you laugh with glee and joy as bountiful dopamine is manufactured naturally in your body and as your hormones are balanced perfectly. May you tickle your funny bone for the rest of your life and laugh out loud without abandon. Robert Rogers, you are connected to Parkinson's recovery.